From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. About 2 in 5 Americans live in rural areas. Many of these residents across Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama are people of color, low-income, and uninsured, communities hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Biden administration has given billions in funding to community health centers in an effort to get vaccines to those people. But for much of the rollout, these providers were underutilized. From the Gulf States newsroom, Shalina Chutlani reports.
In rural Claiborne Parish, Louisiana, Marie Gray spent a month on a waiting list for the COVID-19 vaccine. The 87-year-old retired teacher signed up at a local grocery store and never got a call back. But one day, a former student gave her a ring.
She called and asked me if I had had the vaccine, and I told her no. She said, I'm signing you up now.
Her student works at the David Raines Community Health Center, one of around 1,400 federally funded centers across the country. They serve 1 in 5 people in rural areas, primarily the uninsured and communities of color. In February, Gray and her friends all got appointments and made the 20-mile drive to the community health center.
It was fun because the reception is so nice.
In rural areas across Louisiana, it's more likely for residents to have to go out of their way to travel to vaccine appointments. An NPR analysis of data from Louisiana's health department shows that between January and April, vaccination sites in rural areas received fewer shipments than ones in urban areas. Urban parishes received enough supply to fully vaccinate 34% of their population, while rural parishes have gotten enough to fully vaccinate 20%. But Kim Hood, Assistant Secretary for Louisiana's Department of Health, says that data might not paint a complete picture because vaccine allocation is complicated.
It would be wonderful if we lived in a world where all data was real time in the truest sense of the word.
The department declined to provide additional data to clarify where vaccine doses end up. Hood says equity has always been the goal across the state, but there are challenges. For example, in rural areas, not all providers can meet vaccine refrigeration requirements.
Obviously, the department has got work to do. We want to make vaccine available in as many places as possible.
Vaccine supply increased for all Louisiana providers, including health centers, at the beginning of March. But the urban-rural divide in healthcare is not a new problem.
COVID has just shone a spotlight on underlying lack of access for people in rural communities.
That's William Curry, a rural health expert at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. He says in Alabama, rural providers have been among the last to get the vaccine. Officials at the Alabama Department of Health rejected several requests for data, but said they are focused on an equitable response. In Mississippi, the vaccine rollout, and really the entire pandemic response, has gotten political. Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson, who represents some of the most low-income and rural parts of the state, says many areas he serves have asked for large-scale vaccination sites.
But that is a decision that has to go through the governor's office. And the majority of people don't have any confidence that the governor is interested in providing those kinds of services in a minority community.
The governor's office in Mississippi declined an interview request, but touted the state's high vaccination rate for Black residents. The Gulf States newsroom requested vaccine allocation data from the state's health department to back this up, but it came with a hefty price tag. A spokesperson from the state's health department says they are committed to providing vaccines to rural areas. Thompson says he knows a lot of people in rural areas still don't have that same level of access.
If the governor's office, working through the health department, don't have facilities set up in communities where those individuals live, there's a great probability that we'll miss them. Thank God for the community health centers.
The nation's very first community health center, Delta Health Center, serves 16,000 people across the Mississippi Delta each year. John Fairman is the CEO.
Many states would be much further ahead had they utilized community health centers from the very beginning.
In the beginning of the vaccine rollout, Delta Health only got a few hundred doses a week. Since supply increased, it's managed to vaccinate around 5,000 people. The majority have been Black. In early April, Mississippi health officials announced they wanted to create more partnerships with health centers, and many states are shifting to a more targeted approach in rural areas to meet people where they are, putting up mobile clinics and doing church events. Fairman says his center has been doing healthcare that way since the 1960s.
Use the infrastructure that's already in place, that has community trust.
A Biden administration program has already enrolled over 500 community health centers to receive direct shipments of vaccine and more funding. In less than a month, those centers administered over 1 million doses. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Shalina Chutlani.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a regional collaboration between public media stations in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.